بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Before the arrival of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Medina Munawwara, the people of Medina Munawwara were at loggerheads. The Aus and the Khazraj and the battles that ensued continued for approximately 120 years. And as a mu'jiza, as a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they applied his Mubarak teachings and that enmity had just transformed into muhabbat and love. Now, like, they knew each other for thousands of years, they bonded, they loved muhabbat, just applying the Mubarak teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this world, you will have those who recognize the good and who will encourage you. And you will have that element also who doesn't want to recognize the good and he wants to smash it down. It's no fault of the sun. If the bat cannot see in the day, it's not the fault of the sun. So if these people that are against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they cannot see the light, they cannot see the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it's to their own peril. It is not because, na'uzu billah, Rasulullah sallam is not a man of light and nur. So when Jew Shammas ibn Qais, he saw this, that they are bonding so well, so much of love, so much of ikram, so much of muhabbat, and the fire of jealousy just enraged. You couldn't see this. But these people were fighting with each other, the fighting was continued for 100 years, or more than 100 years, and now they're bonding so well. So I must light up a fire, must instigate so that they can continue fighting. And that's how normally the Jew or people that think in that line, they will like this thing, because as long as there's disputes, then the money sharks, loan sharks, they can live. Because then you're fighting and you're destroying, and when you will come back, then you want some wealth. And you want that wealth to go to the sharks. So call the sharks, the banks, call it money lenders, call it sharks, but all is one jamaat. It's just glorified names, but it's the same jamaat. So anyway, these people couldn't see it. And he tried to instigate, and he asked one person that he was acquainted with, just extol the praises of your fathers. You know, they went in war, and they were so brave, their valor, their bravery, their greatness. Speak about it. So the one guru began to extol the virtues, the excellence, the valor, the bravery of his father and his line. And obviously, the next group will see this and they'll want to speak about their father and their line, and then it'll come to a head where I will want to show that my line or my grandfather was superior to yours, and you'll want to do the same. In the process, I'll be smashing down the other, and the other will be smashing down me, and then there'll be a fight. And this is what exactly happened. He instigated that fire, and with that instigation, now it reached a head, and then it was just about a time where they drew out the swords to kill each other. Rasulullah heard about this, And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not just a man for the moment and forever. If we only understand Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not a man just for the moment. He is a moment, is a man for now, and his teachings are forever, till the day of Qiyamah. But that is subject to us applying his Mubarak teachings. Rasulullah cautioned them, what, after accepting Islam, and whilst I am in your midst, and whilst when you have bonded so well, I want to go back to disbelief. What is the problem here? When they understood this, when they saw this, they realized their folly, they were covered with remorse, they began to cry, they hugged each other, and asked for maaf. And thereupon, the verses of the Quran Sharif had come down. إِن تُطِيعُوا فَرِيقًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ يَرُدُّوكُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. If you're going to follow the Kitabis, that means the Christians and the Jews, then they will render you kafirs after you accepting Islam. So this verse speaks for itself. That you're not supposed to be adopting their styles, their ways, their culture, their thinking, their behavior. It's completely alien to yours. Because their culture, etc., will eventually lead you to disbelief. Today, you will like their weddings, right? And tomorrow, you will like their style. Then, following them, you will like their church. And then, you will like their mode of prayer. And then, it's just moments before you will just say salam to Islam. You'll be out of Islam. So Allah cautions the believers that don't you ever listen to them. يَرُدُّوكُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ كَافِرِينَ. It'll turn you away. So your ways must be distinct. Your thinking must be distinct. Your understanding must be distinct. And it is the beauty of the Quran Sharif that whenever there is a crisis, then Allah Ta'ala shows a solution as well. Alright, there's a crisis, there's a problem that you fell in. Although you didn't intend to fall into this problem. But it's a mistake, we are men. And Allah Ta'ala sets a lesson, a precedent for the rest of time. That, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah. So how are you going to get this unity within your ranks? Someone will spend money and he'll think, no, I'll unite the hearts. Someone will meet at each occasion, and I will think to myself, no, I will unite the hearts by meeting. But really, how do you get the hearts united? Do you get the hearts united just going with the flow? The flow says, all right, have an open day, let men and women join up, and we'll have unity. So obviously, that's a creation of your mind. It's an invention of your mind. If there are 10 people supporting it, then there are 100 people against it. So you will create greater problems for the ummah. So the right way is ittaqullah. If we leave it to ourselves to forge unity, then 100 people's minds work in 100 different ways. If you're going to leave it to the governments of the world, then the governments of the world have got just two things in their minds. All governments, whether west, east, north, but they've got just two things in their mind. The one thing they've got in their mind is the control of finance. We must have the control of the money. That's what they want. And the second thing that they want, we must have the control over people, undisputed rulers. All must recognize us. So we must have the control over the wealth, and we must have the clout that the whole population, the whole populace, they recognize us. So, in getting the recognition, obviously, then you have to keep yourself in tune with the crowd. If the crowd says, we want this, then do this. We don't want this, then don't do it. So then, who's your God then? Then the people have become your God. Allah is not your God now. Because you want public recognition, you want them to recognize you. So Allah is not in the equation. That means, the billions of people out of the world, they have become your God. Because God is one that you give him unconditional submission. Whatever he says, you just go by it. So that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not the people. And The first thing I see, what they want is the control over the finance, right? In order to get control over the material, then one is they'll have to listen to the subjects, and every government has got a boss as well. And who are the bosses, whether it is the World Bank, or it is the Jew or the Christian or whoever it is, whoever it is. So you got a boss and you got a people under you, right? So you'll have to sing to the tune of the boss. If you don't sing to the tune of the boss, your job is on the line. And this became so evident now recently that so many journalists and so many reporters, etc., either they were killed or they lost their jobs just speaking out against Israel. One word against Israel, you lost your job. So their whole fikr and the concern is my material security. Material security became the god. Or people and the bosses became the god. So they have to sing accordingly. Who pays the piper calls the tune. Now we don't realize this. We say, oh, what's wrong in doing this? What's wrong in doing this? But do we analyze situations when they come before us that they also got some bosses and they got some people to keep happy all the time? And they're singing in that line, their jobs are secure. Otherwise, you become like Imran Khan. You spoke against America and straight away you're going to prison. Lost your job, lost your status. Why? Just because one line against America, going to prison. So that became your boss. You must listen to him. That's your God. Unconditional submission. That's madness, obviously madness. And whoever is doing it, whether it's a PhD or it's a man in the street, both have lost their faith. So Allah Pak says, if you want to be right, then first you get to understand what taqwa is. Ittaqullah. You don't want this division, and you don't want to be fragmented, you don't want to be broken down, then Allah Pak will show you what's the solution. So if you're going to look at people for solutions, 100 people will give you 100 different suggestions. And instead of bringing it closer to all the fragmentation and the disunity, you're going to disunite the people even further. So the only way that's left now, the only alternative is, you turn to the person who deserves unconditional submission, who all can agree upon. Nobody, no Muslim who's got an iota of iman can ever say that, I don't agree with Allah. He can't say that. So you go to the one that is undisputable. You don't have any disputes and any reservations. You go to him and say, all of us, we'll just go by what Allah says. So in that, Allah says, the first line is, ittaqullah. Fear Allah Ta'ala. And the word taqwa, it's what taqwa means. Taqwa means literally to abstain, to refrain. And then the entry level of taqwa, what does it mean? What does it require? Entry level. The entry level is that you get your iman right. You don't do anything that is shirk and kufr. So you abstain from kufr, abstain from disbelief. That's the entry level. Otherwise, you have jammed your doors to Jannah. Your iman is not right, then your doors to Jannah have all closed down permanently. Allah himself says, لا يغفر ويشرك. Besides shirk and disbelief, other sins I will pardon, if I wish, I will pardon. But you disbelieve, then you have closed your doors, then there is no pardoning for you. You come on the day of Qiyamah and you say, Allah, you know, I did so many humanitarian works, so much works of compassion. But there are more kafirs that did more work than you. They don't deserve it, they don't deserve it. First condition is get your iman right. And now, in this day, how do we compromise our iman? Anybody and everybody, whether a beard or no beard, but how do you compromise your iman in this day? How do you lose your iman? Some years ago, so there was a question about feminism, right? Some years, 7, 8 years ago. So I answered that to me, feminism is an extension to Satanism. So that answer went viral, whole world. Because someone was for me, and someone was against me. So this type of criticism, don't worry about. Because there wasn't a man who didn't have opposition. If there was a man that did not have any opposition, it would have been Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But if there was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then there was Abu Jahl. You must have an opposition. That's how this world operates. So when I was surprised that though those people opposed, some of them were doctors, some were PhD, etc., but nobody dared to ask me, why do you say that this is an extension to Satanism? I said, the line is the same. The line that Shaitan used against Allah Ta'ala was, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَأَشْدُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ تِينَ, that I am superior. So he, what he did was, he applied his reasoning against divine command. One is divine command, and then I apply my mind and my reasoning against divine command. Shaitan did exactly the same thing, that I am superior, Allah Ta'ala, when Allah is telling, Uzdud li Adam, makes us doubt. So what he says, I am superior. So that means that he is applying his reasoning against the command of Allah Ta'ala, where he is telling Allah Ta'ala that it's supposed to be the other way around. The inferior is supposed to be bowing down to the superior. And now you've reversed it, that the superior has to bow down to the inferior. So he disregarded the command of Allah Ta'ala, employed or applied his reasoning against the command of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, أَبَا وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Now you are kafir. And أُخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. Get out of here, you rejected. But at which point, where he contested? Contested what? The command of Allah Ta'ala. And now we don't realize that inadvertently we are subscribing to this type of views and we're blocking our doors to Jannah. A Muslim, whatever he is, a sinner, kababi, sharabi, whatever he is, but he's got that iman, he didn't experiment with this iman, eventually he'll go to Jannah. But now he's experimenting with his iman, with his logic and reasoning, and he feels that I'm too bright, I've got these degrees, I can say this, then he's lost his Jannah. So it's a time that we revive, renew our iman. Rather, I won't ever use my reasoning against your command or against the command of Rasulullah SAW. I'll just go by what you say. So, when that feminist, what he's talking about, he's talking of gender equality. And what gender equality means? Gender equality means that I'm equal to my husband. And Allah Pak says, Arijalu Qawwamun, men are leaders. So that means you negated, you rejected the verse of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Pak said, men are leaders over women. Leaders doesn't mean that you must extort them and take advantage over them. But because they are weaker than you, emotionally, intellectually, mentally they are weaker, physically they are weaker, then you need to guide them, you need to lead them right. That's what it means. But now that you say, you know, they both are equal, that means you went against the verse of the Quran. Allah Pak is saying, لِلْذَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيْنِ, that the woman will get half the share of the man in an estate. And he says, no, gender equality, what's this business about? Why must I get half? I must get equal. Well, leave that your own reasoning. The command of Allah Ta'ala, go by it, and in time will show you the good. Just go with the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. See, in any matter, be it religious or otherwise, when we understand that it's a command of Allah Ta'ala, we'll just go by it. We won't ask for Allah, you know, why there was a loss in my business? Why did I lose my job? Why? What wrong I did? You don't say, oh Allah, my son, why you took away? That's not your prerogative, it's not your right. We won't say Ramadan is coming. We won't apply our reasoning against the command of Allah Ta'ala. We won't say, well, fasting is for those people who don't have food in their homes. Thus applying your reasoning against the command of Allah Ta'ala. And that is an extension to Satanism. And Shaitan got rejected for the rest of time. No place for him. Now you may appear to be a Muslim, but really there's no iman. Iman has left you. So therefore I say it's a time that we renew our iman. So Allah Ta'ala's first command to bring about that unity is Ittaqullah, fi Allah Ta'ala. And I explained what was the entry level of iman. Don't you ever experiment with your iman. So just, you just have to verify, is it the command of Allah Ta'ala? Is the command of my Rasulullah SAW? I just humbly and cheerfully submit, not grudgingly also. No, I must do this now, I must just take half of what the man takes, grudgingly. No, that's not right. Hatta yuhakkimuka fima shajara bainahum. You don't find any resistance in accepting the command of Rasulullah Paksan. No hesitation, no resistance. It's the command of my Rasulullah Paksan, I'll go by it. Come what may, against my reasoning or conforming to my reasoning. But I need to just verify, is this the command of my Rasulullah Paksan or not? If it's his command, then I'll go by it. My eyes may be right, wrong, right?
But Allah's word cannot be wrong. My understanding, my reason can be wrong. But my Rasulullah person can't be wrong. So then only is your iman right. La yu'minuna hatta yuhaqqimuka fima shajara bainahum. So that's the entry level of iman. Get that right. And then you've opened your doors to Jannah. You made a mistake, Allah Pak wills, He'll punish you or He'll forgive you. But eventually you're getting into Jannah, whatever it is. But you resisted and you used your reasoning against the command of Allah Ta'ala, and you've jammed your road to Jannah, you've lost your road to Jannah, as though the key to Jannah has been lost and permanently. So just get the iman right, that I need to verify, is it the command of Allah Ta'ala? Is it the command of His Rasulullah? And I must go by it. Alright, I'm lazy, I'm weak, I'm not conforming. It's my guna, it's my wrong. So I consider the wrong to be wrong. I will not use my reasoning against the command of Allah Ta'ala or the teaching of Rasulullah. May Allah grant us all tawfiq.